1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Australia's two biggest supermarkets are being taken to court for allegedly misleading customers. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is taking action against Woolworths and Coles in the federal court. The consumer watchdog is accusing the companies of misleading consumers through discount pricing claims on hundreds of common supermarket products. It's alleging the supermarket spiked the price of products before then advertising a discount, which took products back down to their original price. A suite of new reforms is being introduced to improve laws for renters in New South Wales. Under the measures, landlords would need to provide tenants with a free electronic method to make payments, and no grounds evictions will be outlawed. Regulation and Fair Trading Minister Annalak Chanthavong says the measures have been designed to protect tenants and reduce unnecessary costs.
Finding ways to reduce the cost of renting, whether it's through fee-free payment options, our no-grounds evictions and banning the background checking apps will make a big difference.
A new report has found people relying on Centrelink or on the minimum wage will still be in severe rental stress, even with an increase in social security payments. The aged pension, job seeker and the disability pension all went up in line with indexation last Friday, while the Commonwealth rent assistance payments rose 10%. Housing advocacy group Everybody's Homes says there is virtually nowhere in the country for people on lower incomes to afford a rental without falling into housing stress. More hazard reduction burns are being planned for Sydney today after one jumped containment lines and reached emergency warning status over the weekend. Jack Hahn reports from Beacon Hill.
Hazard reduction burns have been penciled in for Penrith along the Northern Road, while another one is planned for a park in Palm Beach. There is still a smell of smoke that is particularly noticeable across the city's north. It is coming from trees and bushland smouldering in Oxford Falls and Beacon Hill after the planned reduction burn escalated to emergency warning status over the weekend, a fire tearing through close to 150 hectares of bushland. The blaze now sits at advice level.
The Finance Minister has described the Greens' demand that the federal government force the Reserve Bank to lower interest rates as economically irresponsible. The Greens have demanded the unprecedented move in exchange for their support to divide the RBA board into two, with one setting interest rates and the other running the bank. Katie Gallagher has told the ABC the Greens' proposal is crazy.
The Greens are out of control at the moment and they're just, trying to be populist, but can cause a lot of damage at the same time. There are good reasons why the bank is independent and interest rate settings is independent of the political process.
Overseas, Iranian state media say 12 people have been arrested on charges of collaborating with Israel and planning acts against the country. The arrests come at a time of greatly increased tensions between Hezbollah militants and Israel. Fierce cross-border exchanges have killed at least three people in Lebanon and forced thousands of residents in northern Israel to seek shelter. US President Joe Biden says the United States will do everything in its power to prevent an escalation of the conflict. Ecuador has started power cuts one day earlier than planned due to a severe drought affecting its hydroelectric plants. The South American country is suffering its worst drought in 60 years. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ecuador's government had already announced overnight power cuts across the country from Monday. It has now introduced extra measures in 12 provinces most affected by the drought. They will also be left without electricity daily from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. President Gustavo Noboa says he's considering further cuts and other emergency measures. In the capital, Quito, 60 neighborhoods have had their water supply suspended this weekend. Several other countries in South America are suffering the impact of the worst drought in living memory.
Hope Weather.
Sunny, light winds becoming northwesterly to easterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the afternoon. A top of 27 degrees is forecast for the city, 29 in the west, right now it's 24 degrees in the city and 23 in the west. Mostly sunny and 25 tomorrow, a top of 30 forecast for Wednesday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope 1032. Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Chatsworth, Light, Tobacco, Pacific Highway, Mowbray Road, also Lane Cove, Epping Road and Centennial Avenue. At Castle Hill, a truck broken down Old Northern Road southbound just before Castle Hill Road. Another one at Erskine Park, Mamre Road northbound near Erskine Park Road. 48-hour blinds, get custom-made roller blinds ready in just 2 days at Accept Blinds. Visit accentblinds.com.au, T's and C's apply. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's later. Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. It's great to be out and about with you.
Someone who knows a lot about grief, anger, hatred, forgiveness, reconciliation, peace, healing is Antoine Routier-Sire, a retired Rwandan minister who's our special guest on Hope Mornings this morning. In a couple of minutes, we're going to hear more from Antoine. He is here in Sydney this week for the New College Lectures. He's going to let us know how he believes the Bible can transform societies, including Australia, and he has particular words to share with us about our nation when it comes to peace and healing. We'll hear more from Antoine soon on Hope 1032. This is One Republic.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out, no need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared, honey, maybe so. But I ain't worried about it right now. Keeping dreams alive, 1999 heroes. I ain't worried about it right now. Swimming in the flood, dancing on the cloud below. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried.
Hope.
103.2.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages, waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, where do I belong? Is there a vision that I can call my own? Show me, I'm looking for.
Find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. To help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
For King and Country on Hope 103.2. Good morning to you. Our special guest on Hope Mornings today is Antoine Rutiyisire, who is a retired Rwandan pastor who often speaks in different places around the world, including here in Sydney this week on Peace and Healing. That's the subject of his new college lectures, newcollege.unsw.edu.au, to register. Antoine is a survivor of the Rwandan genocide of about three decades ago. He was part of the National Unity and Reconciliation Commission in Rwanda. And as I hope you're able to hear before the 10 o'clock news, Antoine shared some of his personal experiences and trauma, and also the sorts of things that he believes can help to make a lasting difference, including the Bible can still transform societies.
Well, you see, actually, Rwanda, despite what happened, and it's one of those dilemmas, one of those paradoxes, because by 1990, Rwanda was at 91% Christian. So, which means that a large number of people claimed to be Christians. They were going to church. The Roman Catholic Church obviously was the majority with 61%. And Protestant groups who took the remaining part of the population. So 91% of the people claimed to be Christians, which means that influencing that number with the Bible was, it was a dream, but it was feasible.
But as you said, 91% of the country claiming to be Christian, yet a country that, as you're describing, so mired in violence and division. And so you still believed that God's word, the truth of God, could make a lasting, ongoing difference, particularly in the direction of peace and healing?
Yeah, you see, the big problem with Christian and churches, actually, very often we don't really explore the Bible in all the corners of, in terms of possibilities, because when you look in the Bible and you look at the message of Jesus, it's a message of love, it's a message of peace, it's a message of reconciliation. But unfortunately, very often when you look in the world, most of the bad politics and bad policies that were put in place, even in Christian countries, they never took the Bible very, very seriously. Or look, for instance, if you go to the Americas and consider the period of slavery, most of the slave owners were Christians. In America, North America, South America, there were slave owners. Even some of the traders in slavery were Christians. That's a contradiction with the Christian faith and the Bible. If you go to South Africa, for instance, when they started apartheid, the country was predominantly Christian. If you take the Holocaust of the Jews, Germany was a Christian country when Hitler took power. So you find that sometimes we don't look at the Bible in its entirety and look at the message of the Bible as a message for our communities, a message for our relationships. And by the way, that's true everywhere. I'm sure even here, you will find that some of the relationships between groups are not led by the message of the Bible. And that's why when we go back to the message and we read it in application to our context, you find the Bible is very relevant.
What do you think you can share with Australia about peace and healing? Do you know much about the sort of peace and healing that Australia might need?
Not very conversant, but I know. I've studied the history of the world. I've met many Australians. I've read many books about Australia and the issue of mainly the problem with the Aboriginals and the Australians and many races, by the way, because when you get a country like Australia, where you get many races, many people, many groups are living together, you always get collisions and you always get frustrations. But let me stick with the Aboriginals, because these were people who are living on this land here. So you get many injustices committed against them. You take away their land, you separate them from their parents, you get this lost generation history. And the result is that many people are wounded. And the wounds of the past don't just disappear. And I think that's where people should be looking at what the Bible has to offer, because it's both sides. Very often people talk as if it's one side that will do this, if this side did this, but you have to work on both sides. Because if you're going to operate healing, for one, you always have a group of people who have been oppressed, people who have been hurt, but you also have the group of people who hurt them. So you need to work on both sides to really get an answer to this. And that's what the cross does. Because when you look at the book of Isaiah 53, they say Jesus took on himself our sins and our iniquities, meaning that he helps the offender or the oppressor by leading him to repentance and confession, even restitution. And then he helps the wounded. He took on himself our pains and our sorrows. So he takes our pains and our sorrows, then he heals the wounded, and then he also convicts the offender. Once you bring them together, that's when you get reconciliation. So you need both sides to be transformed.
That is just a taste of what Antoine Routier-Cyré will be sharing this week in his New College Lectures Towards Peace and Healing. New College Lectures are happening tomorrow night, Wednesday and Thursday night at New College, newcollege.unsw.edu.au. To register, newcollege.unsw.edu.au. Towards Peace and Healing, New College Lectures, given by Antoine Ruta-Yesire. Hope Mornings, Michael Bublé.
Didn't they always say we were the lucky ones? I guess that we were once. Babe, we were once. But luck will leave you, 'cause it is a faithless friend. And in the end, when life has got you down, you've got someone here that you can wrap your arms around. So hold on to me tight. Hold on to me tonight. We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. There's a thousand ways for things to fall apart, but it's no one's fault. No, it's not our fault, no. Maybe all the plans we made might not work out, but I have no doubt, even though it's hard to see, that I've got faith in us and I believe in you and me. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, promise it'll be alright. 'Cause it's you and me together, and baby, all we've got is time. So hold on to me, hold on to me tonight. There's so many dreams that we have given up, but take a look at all we've got. And with this kind of love, what we've got here is enough. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be. Together than we could ever be alone. Just hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. Hold on to me, it's gonna be alright. Hold on to me tonight. We're the lucky ones.
Hope 103.2.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies. The enemy speaks inside, and freedom I will rise. 'Cause you called me out. Spirit of God, fill me with joy again.
That is Jeremy Camp on Hope 103.2. Good morning. My name is Ben McKechnie. One of the most head-scratching, annoying, just plain rules here in New South Wales is that one about if you live within 5 kilometres of a club or an RSL, you have to pay to enter. You have to become a member. The Minns government is proposing scrapping that rule. Amongst all these vibrancy reforms that are going to be brought to Parliament next month, in a bid, these reforms are trying to liven up vibrancy, make more vibrant nightlife, dining, etc. in New South Wales. One of the major reforms is the scrapping of the 5 kilometre rule. I take it that that rule was initially brought in to bring some money into clubs and RSLs, but I imagine across time the opposite has been the case. It's definitely been the case in my family. Sometimes we've chosen not to go to a local club or RSL because you've got to pay to go in, and who wants to pay to go in when you could have gone somewhere else? So I think this reform is actually going to bring more money in the doors of local businesses rather than turn locals away.
Sydney's Hope. Are you a parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Hope 103.2.
Hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you, and now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing.
Stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
When you open your eyes, can you see the things I see? It's a beautiful life, a bold and untold dreams. Would you believe me if I told you there is a promise it will find you living your life with freedom to be free?
Oh, I know what
That's Alexander Pappas. G'day, I'm Ben on Hope 103.2. However you feel about nuclear energy, I'm pretty sure that all of us are interested in hearing from opposition leader Peter Dutton and further details on how the coalition, if elected to government, would look to build 7 nuclear reactors across 5 of Australia's states. Perth Now letting us know that today it's expected in a major speech at the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, Peter Dutton will do just that, lay out more details of the coalition's nuclear energy plans, but it is not expected that he will outline how much it would cost to build the nuclear reactors.
I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Hugh van Kylenberg about resilience in teens. Hosting Australia's top 10 podcast at the same time running the Resilience Project, Hugh opens up about his family life and how resilience needs to be practiced instead of just talked about.
Our family is not one of those families that sits around the dinner table having a nice meal. It's utter chaos and mayhem. But when I brought the gym cards home, the question might be, what's the best thing that happened to you today? Or who's someone who made you smile today? And we go through these cards and they love it. Like, they really love doing it. So it feels quite nice that the kids are, you know, enjoying these cards.
Pick up resilience tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
We care about the same people you do. Places are available in our Early Learning Centre for kids 6 months to 6 years, as well as our Retirement Village providing independent living for over 55s, and in residential aged care, including dementia and end-of-life care. A community of all ages in the heart of Maryong. Visit holyfamilieservices.com.au to find out more. Station sponsor Holy Family Services. We care about the same people you do.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
You say the guy you're dating is a good guy. He just has a few bad habits. That's okay, as long as they're habits you can live with. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. I've spoken with many women who say that they're dating a man they really care about, yet they have major concerns about his maturity, character, or behaviour. They want to believe that he'll change once he gets a ring on his finger, and if not, they'll just change him. Nice idea, but don't plan on it. When it comes to picking a husband, what you see is what you're sure to get. So before walking down the aisle with the man that you plan to change, ask yourself, could I be happy with this person exactly as they are? If the answer is no, then let that be your answer to marrying this person.
To discover your areas of strength as a spouse and areas for growth, sign up for our free marriage assessment. Go to families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
It's hard for me to believe that I've got nothing to prove. I thought this dirt on my hands was gonna keep me from you. I fall as much as I rise. Feels like my walk is a crawl. When I'm alone in the night, won't you leave the light on? 'Cause I've been reckless with my heart. Change, I surrender what I am. I know I've made mistakes, but the past will wash away.
you at the cricket, the beach and the skate park. Hope 1032.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
That's Galantis on your Hope 103.2, which for more than four decades has been listener supported. Your generosity makes your Hope, your Christian community station, happen, which I know, it's pretty cool, right? Another day, here is another approach to life. This one, the burned haystack dating method. Jenny had been using dating apps for a while and was getting pretty frustrated with them. And she thought, how do you find the needle in the haystack, Mr. Right, among this sea of blokes? Her answer, burn the haystack down. And on a dating app for Jenny, that means writing a really specific profile that from the outset will limit all kinds of quote unquote Mr. Wrongs. Also, block, 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 block. Anyone reaching out to you who is just a little bit off, a little bit sus, a little bit overly familiar, or worse, the Burn the Haystack Dating Method Facebook group has more than 40,000 members, evidently trying to work out if they can find the needle when everything gets torched to the ground.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Listen closer.
Hope 1032.
Wait a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and all I'm clinging to is prayers. And every breath is like a battle. I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on the front door. Pain's creeping through the back. Fear's falling through the windows. Waiting for them to attack. They say don't get bitter, get better. I'm working on switching them letters. But tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope keeping it together. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But
want to. Just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
Haunts you, and pain hates. I say pain strengthens, and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes, don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. Picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight.
No, I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go, and I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel like you can't fight this on your own. You know I'll be there for you no matter where you go. You'll never be alone. No, just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is suing Woolworths and Coles in the federal court. The consumer watchdog alleges the supermarkets misled customers on hundreds of discounts under the Woolworths price dropped promotions and Coles Down Down specials. ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb alleges the supermarkets inflated prices for a temporary period before bringing them back down at the same or slightly higher than the original price.
The price discounts as promoted were misleading because the discount was illusory. In addition, the ACCC alleges that in many cases, Woolworths and Coles planned the temporary price spike in order to establish a new higher was price for their was now price discount promotions.
More hazard reduction burns are being conducted today in Sydney as crews continue to mop up a blaze that got out of control on the northern beaches over the weekend. Jack Hahn reports.
There is still a strong smell of smoke which is coming from Sydney's northern beaches as a fire near Beacon Hill and Oxford Falls continues to smoulder. More hazard reduction burns are planned for today, with one penciled in for Penrith along the Northern Road and another planned for a park in Palm Beach. Today's fire danger rating is moderate. The next high fire danger rating day will be on Wednesday.
There are growing concerns a rise in GP costs is pushing patients to emergency departments. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data shows patients who aren't being bulk billed are spending 45% more to see a doctor compared to the previous decade. Health Minister Ryan Park says the state government's focused on increasing primary care options, such as urgent care clinics, to ease the pressure on hospitals.
We know that the federal government continues to try and increase bulk billing across New South Wales, particularly in New South Wales, by increasing the Medicare rebate. But it's concerning that that gap is getting further and further apart for people, and that in turn puts pressure on our emergency departments.
Australians are being urged to roll up their sleeves with